WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
And hello, everybody, to another Student Section MLB episode. I'm, of course, your host, Carson Keel, with
Luke Torrey,
Adam Baranowski.
And a lot to talk about as we're coming up closer and closer to the start of baseball. We have the World Baseball Classic. We have Alabama softball. We have Alabama baseball. And so much more we got to get down and look at. So let's start off with the big announcement when it came to the World Baseball Classic today. Braves legend, of course, we're in Braves country. We have to mention this. Ronald Acuña Jr. will be playing for his home country of Venezuela. He will be going to Miami for the tournament, and he will be there to represent Venezuela, be a part of that national team. I mean, I think it's all grins here in the studio when we're talking about this, because I think everyone's really excited to see what he does.
Yeah, I mean, I've mentioned before he's my favorite player. Calling him a legend, Braves legend, is a little bit of a stretch right now. I mean,
oh,
he is my favorite player. But,
24.
I mean, when you got guys in that organization like Chipper Jones and
Karen
and Andrew Jones, or, like, come on. I mean, not yet. He's on that path.
He's definitely on path. He will be.
I don't know.
Just take your time.
But, yeah, very, very excited to see him. He's obviously a flashy, swaggy player. Love to see him represented his country there, so that'll be a fun sight to see. That also boosts Venezuela up on the power rankings a little bit. I'm hyped to see him because, like I said, he's my favorite player. I love watching him.
Yeah, I had the same thing as Luke. I think Venezuela goes up in the rankings after getting confirmed that Acuña's playing. That's the, like, the immediate, my immediate thought was that them and the DR are the favorites, in my opinion. Is them, the Dominican Republic, then probably the United States, the way I see it. But yeah, definitely it's a huge boost for Venezuela, and that just, like, got their chances a lot better, in my opinion, because Acuña is a showstopper. I think he's box office too. He's gonna wow, I think, a lot of people this year too. He's gonna be back to 2020 Acuña, not, well, obviously before he tore his ACL. That's Acuña I'm talking
about.
But.
It's something where you're kind of like, oh wow, you know, but
hey, he's got a boosted chance to make it through the full season, because Jose Urania is not on an active roster right now, so he won't be throwing at him.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure. I don't remember what season it is, but in his career, he's been hit by Jose Urania 9 times.
Wow.
Yeah, it's very clear Urania does not, even no matter the organization he's with, like,
yeah.
I mean, the moment that happened in 2019, like,
where he broke the wrist, right? Or
no, so I don't think he broke the wrist. The story basically, my understanding is he sprained it. It basically hit so hard, basically caused bruising for a couple of days. But I mean,
whatever it was just unbelievable.
Yeah,
first pitch of the game too.
Yeah, that. I mean, I wasn't there, but for some reason, I remember. I think I was basically watching the game live. I don't know what your guys' were thoughts on it, but basically, I remember, at least with Braves fans online, that it was basically like people calling for his head. Do you remember that at all?
I remember that. Yeah,
yeah.
When Acuña got hit. Yeah,
yeah, that was a big deal for a couple days.
Yeah, I remember when who was that on the Yankees, Luke, that got hit intentionally by the Astro, or was it vice versa? I don't remember.
Like recently?
Yeah. And there was, like, a lot of outrage. I don't remember which. I don't remember if it was one way or the other way.
It was probably Yankees hitting the Astros, if I had to guess.
Yeah,
yeah,
I was guessing
I'm trying to remember the scenario.
Yankees, yeah. I don't remember what pitcher did it, and it was legit on purpose. Like, I saw it, too. It was relatively intentional, the way it looked to me.
I'm drawing a blank.
I know, me too. I don't remember. It happened. I just don't remember who. But there was, like, a lot of outrage after that too.
I want to think it was at the Astros.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah. It was at the Astros. We were throwing at them and stuff like
no,
that.
No. I'm saying at Astros, like at Minute Maid Park.
I think it was at Yankee Stadium. I think
maybe it happened multiple times.
It happened multiple times.
My favorite moment, honestly, like, one of my favorite Yankee moments ever was CC Sabathia in, like, one of his last seasons. Like, he couldn't get thrown out one more time, or else he'd have to pay, like, a $500,000 fine. And he, like, drilled one of the Rays players or something. And, like, I loved that because, like, CC was such a good teammate. Like, he didn't care about having to pay $500,000. Like, he got ejected. Like, he drilled that dude. I loved it. I miss CC, man.
Yeah.
We need more people like CC. But anyway.
But coming back to the topic at hand, right. We originally had, of course, I mean, like we said, him coming and joining that Venezuela team is huge. Yeah. I think it's going to have a big impact on their performance. I guess, does it draw your attention, I guess, to more? I mean, I think we all thought the Miami hub, I guess, for the World Baseball Classic, Pool D, was going to kind of be the one. Does that just solidify the chances?
Yep.
Remind me who was in that pool?
Dominican Republic, Puerto Rico, Venezuela, and I want to say one other team.
Yeah, that definitely is the toughest one.
I want to say it's Israel
make it out.
For some reason.
But like I said, I think the DR does it.
Yeah, I think pretty easily. Too.
I think it's going to be DR in America in the final. It's been like that the past like years. It seems.
Yeah,
like
I think the Dominican Republic beats us unfortunately in the final because their team is just top to bottom. Just
I mean, wait, can
insane.
Someone remind me? The final, is it one game or is it a series?
Last time I remember, it was just basically you know the World Cup.
Yeah,
it's basically that style.
Okay.
Yeah,
I think it's one game. I'm pretty sure.
Okay, because if it was a series, obviously it could go either way. Baseball is baseball. Yeah. I mean, it could go either way. It's one game.
Yeah. Well, it's
so
one game.
I mean.
Yeah.
I don't like obviously the if we were to match up, I think the DR would be the favorite. But baseball's baseball. Like,
yeah,
you
the
saw
Braves,
it. The
Braves
Yankees
are a perfect example.
The Yankees got no hit by the Astros and hit a walk off through and homer the next day. Like
yeah, and the Astros won a World Series without their best player.
Yeah,
so
I mean,
like, or not the Astros, the Braves.
Yeah,
the Braves.
I mean,
two of their best.
Stuff happens. Like it's baseball, so I mean, obviously it's a toss up.
Yeah. But kind of, you know, still talking about kind of the World Baseball Classic. So we were talking a little bit before the show. Dominican Republic, their jerseys will not be on sale, and they'll only have 8,000 hats for sale at Miami. I guess it's very annoying from the Dominican Republic on that because usually they have great jerseys.
Yeah,
right.
I would have gotten a Soto one.
Yeah.
If I was
actually let me. I there was more to it now that the story that I'm thinking about. But hang on. World Baseball Classic. I'm trying to figure out if they said it was just turned in late or if it was. This is one of those things where I'm like, oh, why did I forget this? You know, it's always like, wow, good job, Carson. Okay. So it's only there only be 2,000 hats. DR turned in the design late, so the MLB didn't approve it. So my question is, what are they going to be wearing now if the MLB didn't approve it? Of course, that's translation. Could be, you know, they're wearing the jersey anyway, or are they going to be just wearing like some kind of standard, you know, black and white jersey?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Yeah.
That's a really good
question. I mean, I doubt that. I don't know what the MLB wouldn't approve.
Well, it's because they turned it in late. So maybe it's just a manufacturing process. You know, have mass.
I mean, jerseys don't take that long.
Maybe they were trying to change the jerseys from last year because I feel like if they weren't, then they would just submit that right off the bat. So I'm sure it would just be the same jerseys that we've seen in years past because they haven't made much changes, have they?
I mean, I don't know. That's the thing. We haven't seen these jerseys because.
Well, I'm just saying, like year to year in the past, they haven't really made much changes.
I mean, let me look.
Because if I'm not mistaken, they've been pretty similar designs and colors.
Like, I know Japan's has been very similar the last couple of years.
Yeah, Japan, they never really change it.
They're like the Yankees.
Yeah.
I know. I kind of want the Yankees to change it up a little bit.
I don't know. I like the whole traditional thing.
Nah, I want to change it up a little bit. I'm a new school guy.
I'm looking at all this. It doesn't seem like they changed a lot unless they've, like, really messed around with stuff. This might be...
So, yeah, that would be my prediction. I think they tried to go, like, crazy and do new jerseys and then...
Okay, so, yeah, unless they change it, I just found the website.
I'm sure it's just going to be similar to last year.
Well, here's the thing. Like, this one says it's 2009 to present, but... World Baseball Classic, usually, you know, every couple of tournaments to change things up a little bit. Mm-hmm. So I have to wonder if these are new jerseys and they just were super late in submitting everything because you would think...
Potentially. No, it's definitely a possibility.
Yeah. So something to kind of keep an eye on. But again, I guess let's talk about because, again, we're still talking about World Baseball Classic. It's so soon. I guess we kind of talked about this a little bit. Venezuela adding Ronald Acuña Jr. to the team. Now... I guess, do we see kind of a switch fully to people saying Dominican Republic could possibly not win Pool D.
No, I think Dominican is going to win it. They're just too. They're just like top to bottom. Like they have players on the bench that could easily start for any other country and any other MLB team. Even like it's unreal. Just like they have probably the two best relief pitchers in baseball right now in Soto and Class A. Classic throws like 105. Like it's unhittable. His pitches, like the Yankee Judge couldn't even hit a pitch. He was just looking at it like it's just impossible. It's like lightning. His pitch.
Yeah.
They have the Cy Young winner. They have a ton of pitchers. And they have Soto. They got a whole bunch of other players. They're just by far top to bottom most complete team. I mean, again, it's baseball. Luke was right.
Right.
Baseball is very unpredictable. It's like usually the best team doesn't win in baseball.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, but when people represent their country, I feel like they play with more passion. It's just me, like Japan, for example. Like when you look at Japan, outside of really Shohei and Yu Darvish, it's not the greatest roster.
Yeah.
But Japan is always competitive because when they play for Japan, they're different. They're just like,
oh, yeah.
It's just like a different feeling than if you play for like, I don't know, like LA Angels or something. Like, no offense, but it's like, it's different if you play for the LA Angels, but you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, oh yeah, I completely
like when that. They represent their country, this is what they've been prepping for like a long time, because they just like they work in America, these guys, like those Japanese guys, those Dominican guys, they're not like, most of them aren't American citizens, they just come to America to work, but then when they play for their country, it's like a different like fire under them, and that's why I think that it'll be a lot more like competitive, you know?
Yeah, I completely get that. Luke?
I agree. I mean, it's pretty much took the words right out of my mouth. I really that exactly what my thoughts exactly.
Well, I pulled it back up the pools, pool D, like we were talking about. Puerto Rico, Venezuela, mm-hmm. Dominican Republic, Israel, and Nicaragua.
Why is Israel in that?
Well, they got changed up. I mean, what are you changed it up? To?
They just got put in like war.
They put like three countries in the same area.
What are their betting odds to make it out of that pool? +30 mil. Like, yeah. I don't think I'd like.
Well, I mean, okay, so I guess
it'd be like a dollar to win $1 million for them to win that pool.
I would bet that.
Yeah.
All right. Here's all the pools, just so we can pick out the kind of the odd ones out team. Pool A is Chinese Taipei, Netherlands, Cuba, Italy, and Panama. I'm going to say Netherlands is definitely the odd ones out on that one.
Cuba win that.
Cuba, I think Cuba is going to win that.
Panama could be a good one.
Nah, Cuba's going to win it. I think Cuba.
I can see Panama, but I think Cuba's the favorite
to
make it out of that.
Definitely. Pool B is Japan, South Korea, Australia. That's Chinese. Well, no, that's actually another team. China, and then the Czech Republic.
Japan is coming out of that.
Oh, yeah. Japan is 100% taking that. I think South Korea possibly, but...
No.
Yeah.
No. Isn't there only player like G-Man Choi or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. G-Man Choi's not beaten by himself. He's not going to win by himself.
I mean, probably they're probably getting second, so...
Yeah, they'll probably get second, yeah.
All right, Pool C. This is probably the toughest one a little bit besides Pool D. Pool C is United States, Mexico, Colombia, Canada, and Great Britain.
All right, so in my opinion, you could rule out Great Britain.
Yeah.
I think it'll be down to U.S. and Colombia.
Ooh.
The United States and Colombia.
I think Mexico could kind of play a part.
They could. Yeah, that's a tough one. It could go either way. It's baseball. You never know with baseball. It's just so unpredictable. It's whoever's like on a roll is going to win.
Yeah.
Like, it's just all momentum. That's what I realized, like, after watching baseball for, like, several years. I realized that baseball is pretty much all momentum.
Yeah. All right. So, what happens, let's just say, in an amazing scenario, the United States does not win their pool. And, like, they don't even get second. What do you think happens?
I think Colombia wins that pool.
No, I'm talking about just the reaction. If the United States doesn't get out pool play.
I mean...
Well, I think just everybody would go root for Dominican Republic.
Yeah.
Honestly, I feel like the World Baseball Classic isn't what it used to be. I feel like it used to be a lot bigger with passionate fans and stuff. Like, right now, I'm just going to watch it to watch it. Like,
I mean, it's like the best
talent. It's the talent that I watch in the American Major League Baseball. Like, baseball is played in my country. It's like, I really don't care who wins.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like it used to be a big thing, at least for America. But I feel like it means so much more for every other country than it does for Americans, because we watch these guys on other teams play. Some of these guys are on our favorite teams. It's like hard to root against them.
Yeah.
So I feel like if you're Japan, if you're a Japanese fan, like you want to win this bad. It's not the same, I feel like, for Americans.
So you say that, then I'll raise the question of World Cup.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you have players who, I mean, famously kind of last World Cup with Messi, who plays in PSG, which is in Paris, of course. France was in the final against Argentina.
Yeah, they were playing each other, Mbappe on right. PSG as well. So, I mean, yeah, that's
yeah.
true too. But I feel like the unity of like Major League Baseball is like everybody plays in that league.
Right.
And like every star player at least. And mm-hmm.
Like if you're the best and you're in like you your country, guys, yeah, you'd be in MLB.
You got yeah. guys in soccer leagues like guy who grew up with me, I played flag football with him, Gio Reyna.
Oh, I know Gio Reyna.
Yeah, he's on Dortmund, which is based out of Germany. Mm-hmm. And then you got guys, and he in this World Cup, he was ranked like third for players below the age of 25. Like, crazy stat. Mm-hmm. Like, he's supposed to be super good. He plays in Germany, and then you got guys that play in France, like, and then guys that play in Italy. Like, every country is just, yeah. it's everywhere. All these top players playing all over the place. I feel like if you got all the top players in the world for baseball all playing in America.
Yeah.
And if they're not, they're coming over. You see yeah, these guys coming yeah. over from Japan, coming over for, like, that. Yeah,
international
that's my yeah. take on it. Yeah, I think it's different.
I totally agree with Luke on this. definitely, it's... If the U.S. loses, it won't really, like, bother me a lot because I know that they're not the best team.
Right.
So it's like, and I'd rather the players be healthy for MLB season. Like, right. I'm looking forward to MLB season. As long as nobody exactly. gets hurt. Like, if Nestor tears his arm up, I'm going to be way more concerned in the World yeah, Baseball Classic.
That, I will be done with the World Baseball yeah. Classic forever.
Yeah, like, Nestor that's, hurt, that's the risk that, like, the players are taking by playing is that they're risking injury, which I'm not a big fan of. Like, I get, like, you want to represent your country. I appreciate, like, I'm grateful for the American players that are playing. But at the same time, like, you have to look at it a certain way because MLB season is right around the corner. It's 50 days away exactly, and you don't want to risk any type of injury. Like I'm terrified that next year is playing. I was like praying on my knees that Judge wouldn't play. I'm like, please don't, please don't. Like, just don't step foot on there. You have nothing to prove. You don't need to be there. Just don't. So when I found out Nestor was playing, I was like, oh no. That's why, like, as a Braves fan, if I was you, I'd be a little bit concerned to just, like, you know.
Well, I'm going to disagree with you here. Because Acuna last year he didn't exactly have the same pep in his step. He went and played in the winter leagues in Venezuela, did fine. Besides the whole fan interaction
yeah,
part, yeah. But then, I mean, I think giving him a couple more reps before kind of going into MLB play, I think that would actually a positive.
Yeah.
For him to kind of get in, get some more reps in,
yeah,
and then
yeah,
you know
true.
Maybe get back into
true.
That full.
Yeah, I don't like to be. I agree with you too. I don't like to be like a pessimist too much. I'm just like terrified of injury. Like anything. It's just like any like Yankee or any player on my team in other sports. Like if they play in the Olympics or like anywhere, I'm just terrified. Like I don't want any injury, nothing.
Mm. Yeah, I get that because that's one of those things where it's like NFL preseason games.
Yeah,
do you
exactly,
ever see the stars
exactly.
playing in them?
Well, rarely, because I would not play my starters in the preseason.
Well, it's like it's always like the final game, and
yeah.
it's always like for like a quarter max. Just
yeah,
like,
they'll play yeah. like a lot of coaches play their starters. Like there was like 2 years ago where I think it was like 7 all pro players the year before got like tore their ACLs in the preseason,
yeah.
and everyone just stopped like playing in the preseason after that. Like nobody played. Like, I wouldn't let Mahomes or anybody from the Chiefs sniff the field in the preseason. We have practice for a reason.
Yeah.
They're not coming on the field in the preseason. Like, same thing in spring training. I'm not letting my players play in spring training. Like, there's just no point. There's 0 point. I'm not a big preseason playing, like, my star player type of guy. I was never, and I'm never going
to
do that.
Okay. We'll talk about spring training. I want to kind of bring up a question you talked about spring training. We'll get to that next break. But I guess, last thing. So, again, we all talked about how we all kind of want to go to Miami for the pool D.
Yeah, I would.
Which pool would you go to if we had took Miami out of the question? So you got the pool C, which is in Phoenix, pool B, which is in Tokyo, and then pool A, which is in Taiwan.
I mean, probably Phoenix because it's the close.
Well, I mean, okay, let's say there's a plane parked at Tuscaloosa Municipal Airport. It will take you to any of those three locations right now. Which one would you go to?
So
I want to go to Tokyo.
Tokyo,
cool.
yeah,
yeah.
I want to
go
to Tokyo. Because I've never been
to
Tokyo.
Tokyo Dome? Yeah.
Dude, I would go to Tokyo. Screw the whole World Baseball Club. I wouldn't go to a single game if I was in Tokyo.
Oh.
I would just like go out, bro.
Yeah.
Tokyo's like the sickest.
You want to go see a game?
I'm from New York, and I'm saying Tokyo's the sickest city in the world.
Yeah,
like,
Tokyo seems fun. I'd go to Tokyo if I were to pick. But obviously, like if I had a choice, like if there was obviously it's not realistic there's gonna be a plane out there, but I'm saying like I would go see US play in Arizona, but
yeah,
but like if I were to pick, I'd probably pick Tokyo.
Man, I mean, well, look, you wouldn't go see a Tokyo Dome game, like
well,
you
if I was in Tokyo for a short amount of time, no shot, absolutely no shot. If I was in Tokyo for a short amount of time, I'm doing what every tourist would ever do.
You wouldn't go see a Nippon League game?
No.
No, that's like the league just right below the MLB. Are you kidding me?
Well, sorry guys, I'm only in Tokyo for a short amount of time. I'll be back here for when you guys get good enough to come to my league.
You are in Japan for 3 weeks.
All right, then I'll go.
Okay.
If I'm there for 3-4 days, I'm not going.
I am sick of these unrealistic answers. You would go to a Tokyo Dome game.
This is such a hypothetical question with no details at all.
I just gave you details.
Okay, well, all right. How long am I staying?
Okay, so you have a chance to go see pool play
right.
at the World Baseball Classic.
How long is my stay at the hotel that they're giving me for free in this hypothetical situation?
For how long pool play is? I forgot how long. It's 2 weeks, I think.
Then I'll go to multiple. But if I'm there for 3 or 4 days, I'm not doing that.
I'm going to see the city of Tokyo.
Like.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd go see the city of Tokyo. My cousin told me about Tokyo. It's unreal. The food there, too.
Yeah.
I bet.
Oh, man. Yeah. All right. Well, all that out of the way, we're going to take a quick 5-minute break. I'm going to yell at these guys for not wanting to go see a game at the Tokyo Dome. And then we're going to talk about spring training. It's coming up. It's very soon. And then we also have Alabama baseball, Alabama softball, and more. So, quick 5-minute break. We will be right back.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
And welcome back to Student Section MLB, everybody. I'm, of course, your host, Carson Keel.
Luke Torrey.
Adam Baranofsky.
And let's start talking about spring training. It is coming up February 24th. Boys, you know how
so
long?
So close.
That is very close. How many days?
About 21.
Correct. A little under, but still.
Yeah, about 3 weeks.
Yeah, 3 weeks. But, again, we happen to have our first games. First one will be, I think, New England University versus Boston. They haven't updated that. Like, where they like just put the logo. Put the logo on the website.
Yeah.
against Boston will be the first game. And then Texas at Kansas City. And then Seattle and San Diego will be our first official MLB teams actually playing each other spring training games. So exciting, exciting. Now, let's spring training.
The Northeastern Huskies.
Huh.
Not NEU.
It says NEU on the website.
It might be a minor league team.
University.
Yeah,
Northeastern,
so,
yeah.
Yeah, so North, yeah.
Why is, what?
I don't know. I've never seen an MLB team play college.
Never in my life.
I guess this is a first to see if it works.
Wait, what?
Okay, hold on. We have new details coming from Luke. Come on.
Northeastern University Alumni Relations website says the Huskies versus Red Sox cookout and spring training game is returning in 2023. After many months of separation, we are thrilled to be bringing our community back together for this wonderful tradition. The Alumni Relations team is working hard to plan the event that will be enjoyable and safe for all attendees while still maintaining everything.
This sounds like it's from 2021.
It's a barbecue. Well,
according to the website, it's in Fort Myers.
Game times at 1 p.m. Eastern. Is that right?
Yeah, it sounds about right for the website.
Yeah.
This is weird.
Yeah.
Right. I've never seen a college team playing in an MLB.
They're going to get beat 20-0.
Well, I mean, it is spring training. I doubt.
I bet you they don't even touch a star. They just throw in draftees. All right, go play them.
Yeah, that's what I'm assuming too.
That's weird, man.
It's really strange.
I don't know if I'm a fan of that.
Yeah, I'm excited to see Tech. I'm excited to see DeGrom play for the Rangers. I don't know. I mean, obviously I'm going to play in spring training, but I'm just talking in general because the Rangers have spent
the last two all seasons. The Rangers are stupid.
Yeah, I mean they paid Simeon. They paid.
I mean, what are we doing paying $1.5 billion?
Yeah, for four players.
For three players. Dude, you could take that and get so many young guys.
Yeah. I mean, they do have Jack Leiter.
$1.5 billion with a B. Like, what?
Yeah, they do have... I mean, they do
for,
have...
For guys that one's retiring soon, and the other two... Marcus Semien, I'm sorry, is mid.
Yeah, he's not
that
good.
He had a down year. Yeah. Corey Seager is the only good player. You basically spend $1.5 million on Corey Seager and, like...
Billion, yeah. And, well, DeGrom, if DeGrom's back to his old self, obviously it's worth it.
I mean, he's getting old, and he's obviously injury-prone, so, I mean, it's just such a gamble. And if you're, you're putting $1.5 million in a gamble, you should go get young guys that haven't proven themselves yet, and you can build that entire future. You spent, like, it's win-now mode, and the Rangers suck. So
yeah, I still don't think that they're, like, necessarily... Like, because they have, like, good pitchers coming up. Like, they have Kumar Rocker. They have Leader coming up. They have like, solid players coming up. I just don't think that... I mean, they've spent.
I didn't like
so, if the Rangers don't be successful, like, if they're not going to be good, then there's, big problems.
And they went out and got a legendary mantra, Bruce Bochy.
They got Bruce Bochy. I forgot about that. They got Bruce Bochy. They got Seager, Semien, DeGrom. Like, they've been massive spenders, so let's see if it pays
obviously
off.
Obviously, they got Adolis Garcia, who's good.
Yeah.
Now, I guess what was kind of like this, like, all right, if this is a success, that's not World Series level for you.
I'd say probably second round of the playoffs.
They got to win that division.
Or win that division, easily.
All right, so one of those two?
Yeah.
They that division outside of the Astros, right there in the
They're very winnable.
That's due. I mean, well, actually, the Astros are just so stacked, and they look like they're going to...
They're not beating Seattle. They're not... Is Seattle in that division? Yeah, I don't know. Seattle.
That's a tough division.
That's my early season prediction. Seattle wins the AL West. That's my early season prediction. They're the most complete team, in my opinion. They're just, like, top to bottom there easily. And I told you, Julio's going to win MVP.
Seattle's going to win it over Houston?
Yeah, I think
Houston wins that division 7 years straight.
The Yankees fan, who hates that team, says that.
I think Seattle could win that division. I think they're really good.
As much as I hate to say it, like...
No, the Astros are still going to be really good. I'm not saying they're not.
I think the Astros are ruling baseball for as long as I can see. But one thing I do want to mention that a lot of people are overlooking, there's going to be some crazy teams that win divisions this year for one reason, the shift ban. Yeah. There are so many players that are going to benefit from that. Two on the Yankees.
Braves.
Anthony Rizzo... Watch his batting average jump at least 40 points. He's going to hit 300. Stanton's going to hit 300.
He's still with the Dodgers right now.
Who?
No, he's a Yankee.
He's a Yankee.
Rizzo was never a Dodger.
Thank God Rizzo's a Yankee. Yeah. I was so scared.
I was like, hey, who became a Dodger in the trade deadline?
Oh, Joey Gallo.
Yeah, that was it. Okay.
God, who cares about him? Nightmare.
Good God.
Yeah.
You know where I was when that happened? I was at Wrigley Field watching a Cubs game because I was driving back from Colorado and we stopped in Chicago overnight. I saw Anthony Rizzo, Chris Bryant, and Javier Baez's last game.
Wow.
Wow.
And Joey Gallo got traded in the middle of that game. And then I saw after the game, Chris Bryant was hugging and I was like, yo, whoa. I just witnessed some crazy stuff.
Wow.
But I was so hype about Gallo and then...
Yeah, that was.
You were so you loved that, didn't you? You loved that trade.
Yeah, I mean, I like that trade.
I thought he was gonna hit 70 homers, but he hit like two.
He was gonna become the next Aaron Judge.
Good God, that was bad.
But anyway, Stanton and Rizzo got Rizzo. I saw like a graph the other day on Twitter. He had 23 or 24 hits that were caught by a fourth outfielder. And that would have like they did like some like crazy, I don't even know how they did it with these like
math,
next gen.
They
would have all dropped for hits. That were all of his balls that he was hit that he hit to the outfield with where there was four outfielders, playing out there. 24 extra hits. That's a lot of hits. 24.
Yeah.
That he's going to hit 300 this year, and the Yankees are going to benefit from the shift ban. A lot of teams are going to be benefiting. Some are going to be hurting.
Yeah.
It's obviously going to hurt pitchers' ERAs, but, I mean, it's something to look out for. A lot of people forgot that that is coming into place, along with the pitch clock, too. That's going to throw a lot of pitchers out of the rhythm.
Oh, there's a pitch clock?
This is the year of the hitters.
Yeah.
This is the year.
How long is it?
20 seconds.
20 seconds, yeah.
Oh, that's perfect. That's going to move the game so much faster.
This is the year of the hitters. The offensive year, 23.
I love that rule. That's going to be awesome because the pitchers take like a gazillion years. They'll be standing there like...
Especially that one guy on the Astros. I forgot his name.
Frombear?
No, the guy that like... I'm about to do like a...
Okay, I'm going to describe it. You do the motion.
He's like...
He's like, okay, so he's the guy who like,
Luis Garcia?
Yeah.
That guy.
Yeah. So basically, like, he looks like he's like faking it, basically.
I saw him pitch at Yankee Stadium. I was there from like 1 to like 9 p.m. I was like, yo, come on, dude. What are we doing?
Yeah. But I've always thought that there has to be a pitcher's clock because they take so dang long. I'm like, hurry it up.
And do you guys know if the pitch clock, does it like stop for when the pitcher starts his windup or releases the ball?
I've actually seen the pitch clock in action because I went to a bunch of minor league baseball games against Rock City Trash Pandas from Huntsville.
Right.
The pitch clock 100% made the game faster.
And does it stop like when the pitcher starts his windup or releases the ball?
So it stops when he basically goes into motion like this and basically starts getting ready his arm.
All right.
So in motion, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That's gonna move the game.
Now let me also say this: it 100% depends on the operator. Each operator is a little bit different with how they run the clock. There was no set rule at the time. I'm not sure how they're gonna do it in MLB. So, but usually an operator would, when he's in motion getting ready to start throwing, that's when the clock stopped and it was go time. So.
Yeah, I love that rule. It's probably the best move that Rob Manfred's made.
Yeah, it's definitely one of the better and needed additions to the game.
Yeah, absolutely, because it's like I'll be watching a baseball game at 4 and it's not even over by 9. Like, it's just,
yeah.
I'm like, come on.
That'll make doubleheaders a lot better, too. Do you know if the 7-inning doubleheader is going to happen again?
I believe that's basically the way it's going
to happen. Rob, dude, stop it.
Okay, I have a controversial
stop
take
it
on that.
Right now. Stupid runner on second rule is so dumb.
I
kind of
like the 7-inning doubleheaders.
I
kind of
like the second rule. I like it because it makes like players play harder and it quickens the game. It like makes the game more fun.
I know,
just like hurry
it
up.
Quickens the game.
Like, I don't know.
I
wait like 20 years to like the 19th inning to hit something.
I'm
like,
a fan of free baseball and I don't know.
I just wanted to, like, if it's
like
an extra inning,
I mean,
you're
new school, you said, so like I get that's why you like it. I'm pretty old school. I just like traditional baseball rules and I don't like anything being like change to it other than the ship ban. I do like that, but
I disagree on the whole I hate 7-inning doubleheaders.
I mean, obviously everyone's entitled
to I like 7-inning doubleheaders because you don't have to, it's first of all 9 innings that wears the players out even more. And
you remove 4 innings, you help out a lot.
That's what I'm saying. Help pitchers out, you help players out, like it makes more sense. And like, all right, you go to extra innings, you play 1 inning, one game you play 9 innings. So it's basically like playing a real game, but with extra innings. So I kind of like it. I'm a fan of it because it helps players in my opinion. And I'm a big fan of the second base crew. It just moves the game faster and it makes it more fun, in my opinion.
So bringing things back to the spring training where we started originally, I guess you made a comment when we were talking about World Baseball Classic about how you do not want your stars playing in games besides kind of like regular season games or playoffs. I guess, let's say you're a baseball manager. You're running a team. How would you handle your stars in the spring training? Because I kind of disagree with you because you have to have people.
I'll play them. Okay, like let's say Aaron Judge, right?
Right.
I probably don't play Aaron Judge at all. Pitchers, I potentially play. I'm not playing Aaron Judge. I'm not playing Giancarlo Stanton. I'm not playing Anthony Rizzo. I'm not playing them at all.
You could play like Judge at DH. I think pitchers have a better chance of getting injured than the hitters do in the World Baseball Classic because pitcher injuries happen often.
Yeah.
With like UCL tears and Tommy John surgery and whatnot and like shoulder inflammation, like stuff like that. Pitchers are way more injury prone than players, I think, especially if they're DHing and all they're doing is hitting and running.
So we DH Judge. Yeah. Who will, like, I don't want Stanton playing. Stanton's an injury machine. Like, I don't want Stanton playing in the game.
He's
like
the last.
Yeah, like,
plays the outfield for us.
There's no point. Like, give me a reason for the Yankees to play any of their starters. None.
I mean, you're saying
there's
like,
practice for a reason.
Hold on. If you're saying like every single day during spring training, no, that makes no sense.
Well, no, like at practice, you obviously practice with them. Like you have pitchers, like you scrimmage against your team. Obviously, you do that. And if injury happens, that's out of your control. But in spring training game, in a meaningless game, not a chance I play them.
I just heard you got to have kind of a reps against actual opposing teams, not just your own.
You can't sit them through. Spring training's got a purpose. It's not to show baseball fans that baseball's coming up soon. It's to get the players ready for the season.
Yeah.
They got to face live hitting. They got to face pitchers they haven't pitched yet to get them into mid-season form and get them ready for opening day.
I mean, okay, like, how about this? We'll come to an agreement. I'll play them a little bit. So maybe, like, one inning or two innings at the max. Or, like, probably every – or one game. One game I'll probably play them – okay, I'd say every game maybe about an inning. I play the hitters. An inning or two. An inning or two.
I don't know. I like how they do it now. They don't play them, like, the full game. It's like what they do in, like, preseason for football. They play the starters for a quarter for the first game, and then they take them out. And then the second game, they play them for two quarters, and they take them out. Then three quarters, and then they give them all off for the last game.
And then in 2019, there was a whole bunch of players in the preseason that were in the game that tore their ACLs. I mean, a whole bunch of them.
Hey, injuries happen, but – I mean, I like what they're doing with spring training. I don't think you can make that change. That's much of a significant change.
I mean, all I'm gonna say
without seeing slow starts from everybody at the beginning of the
season. All I'm
gonna say
is Bill Belichick never played his starters in the preseason and won six Super Bowls. Mm. So that's all I'm gonna say. But that's just
different sport.
I know it's a different sport, but I'm just saying. I'm not a big component of. Like, of just playing my starters in the preseason. Because I'd rather them get healthy. I'd rather them be rested. Because I believe in rest more than I believe in reps. Because if you're rested, you...
I think, yeah, I agree with that. But maybe in season, you can't... Like, these guys...
I want to rest them in season.
These
I
guys,
to play for in season.
I'm just saying, these guys have been rested the entire offseason without facing live hitting. They need their reps to get ready for the regular season. And then, if you want
then what
to
were they doing over the summer?
Day,
what were they doing over the summer then? Not practicing
No,
hitting?
They were practicing, but it's different. You're facing the same guy. You're not playing guys on other teams. You're facing the same pitchers over and over and over again. And spring training games, you're facing young guys you've never seen before. It's variety.
I don't
know.
What I like about the NFL is that they have joint practices.
Right.
Maybe you could do joint practices in baseball. So like you scrimmage, you don't.
I mean,
keep
that already happens with spring training. They right before they usually do.
Yeah. Okay. So joint practices is where I'll probably play play the players and then have them pitch. But in a game, no. Nah. Mm. Like, if the MLB started doing joint practices, I like that a lot. Like, joint practices work. Like, that's perfect. I like that because they get to play, not even in front of a crowd, just play together at practice. That's fine. But in a regular game, I'm not a big fan of it. I'm sorry. Like, I can't. I'm a way bigger component of you rest and then you play. That's it. Because I believe rest matters way more than reps. It's just me. But.
All right. Well, that's it for this segment. We're going to come up next up. We got to talk some Alabama softball, which is playing this week, Alabama baseball, and then we got some other topics to round out the show. So, quick 5-minute break. We'll be right back, guys.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
And welcome back for the final section of Student Section MLB. So, like we were saying before, Alabama softball, Alabama baseball, it's coming up. Because guess what, guys? Alabama softball is starting this Friday. Doubleheader, of course, against Lane and Georgia State. I think they're playing Friday, Saturday, Sunday?
They play doubleheaders, I think, on Friday. And
are
then
we
I
here?
Think, yeah, it's home. I'm pretty sure it's home, yeah.
Yeah.
I think they play doubleheaders. I think they...
Saturday
will
get rained out.
Isn't that two doubleheaders? I know it's for a fact
a
doubleheader
on
Friday.
Yeah, it's two doubleheaders. So basically it's Lane State and then Georgia State. And then it's Georgia State, Lane State, and Saturday.
Saturday's
okay, so they played two doubleheaders against the same team. Okay,
Saturday is going to get rained out.
Yeah, Saturday might very well get rained out.
Yeah, that's going to be an interesting look. But
push that back.
But yeah, I mean, very exciting to see that happen.
Yeah, I'm super
of course,
excited.
Be sure to go out, guys. Go. It's they have a bus stop.
Yeah.
It's not too far, so if
I'm
you
excited,
have a chance,
yeah.
I'll
be
in Columbia, South Carolina, but I'll be rooting for them.
Yeah, I'll definitely be keeping track because I'm probably gonna be covering a lot of games for the CW this year for softball. I'm very excited. I loved covering them. Well, I covered one game. I covered their fall ball game. I loved it. I personally really enjoyed it.
Well,
but,
I will be there on Friday for, of course, this station.
Yeah,
I'll be covering. So.
Yeah, I usually am there. I was gonna be there this Friday, but I couldn't make it. Yeah, right. Yeah, someone took it. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway,
I wanted to do it.
But also, Alabama baseball is here. February 17th exciting. Against Richmond. I know we're all excited for that
My boy plays for Richmond.
Yeah. Sewell Thomas Park is going to be very lit, as it usually is in the Terrence area. We all know.
Honestly, baseball games might be my favorite to go to in this school. I'm not even kidding.
We all know why.
Because it's like football, it's like everyone's standing. It's not comfortable. Like, just sit down in football. Like, there's benches for a reason. Why are you standing on benches?
But I'm against sitting down in an Alabama football game.
You stand up in a suit.
Not anymore.
Oh.
I'm initiated, man. Past that.
But... I'm a big component of, if there's benches, just have a seat and just stand up when there's a touchdown. Like, do like the NFL does. Like, it's just, it's so much better that way. Nobody's going to get tired. It opens up more seats. But baseball, it's just like the vibe of a baseball. It's just, it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
But yeah, of course, February 17th can't come soon enough.
Yes.
Alabama, I think we're going to have a big roll tied to this year when it comes to how we're going to do the season.
Yeah,
I wish we played Tulane.
Yeah,
my best friend from home plays on Tulane. He's rookie. I mean, freshman this year, but I wanna see them play. I mean,
they're only 4 hours away. It's not too far.
We'll play soon. I think we'll play them. We play them every like other year or something, or every other 2 years. I don't know.
I mean, they play like. They play 4 hours
away.
They play
South Alabama, but that's far. That's
not
like
really.
3 hours.
It's 3 hours. It's
Mobile? That's about 3.5. That's not too bad.
That's not too bad, yeah. Nothing here is that far away compared to... I mean, I drive home 15 hours. Yeah. So
they play at Ole Miss. At this point, I mean, that's cool. That's like 2 hours. Like, I could do Ole Miss.
All right. Well, anyway, you know, it's the off season. There's always those little funny things that pop up.
Right.
We all know about the legend of Joe West in MLB. Everyone's favorite
Here
umpire.
We go.
Oh yeah, because I think everyone, but you know, everyone, you know, Wikipedia. It's
Dude's
quite the
a
website.
Clown,
Joe
bro.
West is
Joe West is certified clown.
Let me tell the story.
He's a bozo.
But yes, there's Wikipedia, which is of course the Wikipedia, the encyclopedia for everybody.
Wikipedia is a reliable source, Sean.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
Wikipedia is a very reliable.
Well, we're
source.
About to see how it might not be actually. A
well,
bit.
I'm just saying, like, in general, in this case, it might not be, but usually,
Wikipedia
most
might
of the
be
time,
the
it's
least reliable source on all of Google's platforms.
Well, right now, Joe West's page is kind of under some interesting renovations.
Mm-hmm.
And the culprit behind it is...
Tell me about it.
Joe West himself.
Oh, is that right?
Yes. So a Reddit user discovered that on January 31st, an account called CrewChief22 made a series of edits to the Joe West page on Wikipedia.
No way that's his name. CrewChief22.
Bro, that's your burner.
That's your burner.
Don't say CrewChief.
Are you kidding? That's your burner, Joe West. Just proves Come how much on. Of a clown you are. My gosh.
The man was a crew chief. We can at least give him that credit. He should have been a crew chief, but still.
Why would you?
Just continue. Like, just continue. You can do like JW65325
yeah, no
and nobody will know.
Yeah, no. People, I don't know.
Even if you put like Josh West or something, or like Joseph West, like it's not even a fact. Like if you put crew chief, I'll probably know it's you because you're a crew chief. Like,
yeah. Well, you're going to love the bet. We got some more details.
Oh, do we?
So he removed the information about an altercation with Joe Torre. With the edit summary, including my changes corrected the lies that were in an incident with Joe Torre, and the edit was not immediately reverted, so he returned, and basically it comes out, and the changes said, the reason I'm making these changes is because I was there. Literally, the edit reason says, I was at this event. And then, you know what else he does? He signs it with his own name.
God,
it's just my name is Joe West.
Does this guy not have
it's
like
just
anything
laughable,
better to do,
dude? Like, what are you doing?
Why are you on your own Wikipedia page?
I lost all respect for him since he like threw out Adrian Beltre for like messing around with the on.
It was
circle.
Before that.
Like that's when I lost all respect for him because I mean
I've never liked him as.
I didn't really have like anything against umpires apart from Angel Hernandez and CB Buckner
Hernandez.
For that one Rays game in the postseason where he called that fastball 5 feet above the strike zone, a strike on Gleyber Torres made me want to literally like do some, you know, beat him up, whatever. I don't know. Yeah. I've got little against umpires. They really serve no purpose. I mean, I, I would love robot umps.
Yeah, that's I was just about to say that. Robot umps. Yeah.
Stupid personalities out of the sport. I mean,
they just want attention. They know that nobody pays attention to the umpires.
They just know that like everyone sucks, so they can just suck because they want to.
That's what I feel like they do sometimes, umpires. I know it's a little off topic, but they just call something controversial to get attention because they don't get attention beforehand. That's why they call something controversial. They'll be like, if the ball is low, they'll be like, oh, strike. So that they start, you know, so that they start
yapping with the coaches.
Yeah, they start fighting with the coaches so that they get all the attention because no one cares about umpires. Like they're not like
umpire lives don't matter.
Yeah, well, I mean they do, but I
like
get
their lives outside of umping matter.
Yeah,
their lives inside of umping. You're there for one reason. You are there for a purpose.
Yeah,
your purpose is to call the game fairly where there's strikes inside of. There's a thing called a strike zone, right? It's a box that's pretty, you know. I'd say fairly sized, and if a pitch goes in that box, it's a strike. If a pitch is out of the box, it's not a
strike.
And
a lot of the times,
but these umpires don't really understand that.
And a lot of the times, Aaron Judge is 6'7".
How do you call balls at his damn ankles?
It's at his legs. Oh, we'll call a strike on that. It's at his legs. Let's call a strike on that.
6'7". You see Aaron Boone, oh, that gets me so fired up when he's like, he's 6'7". He's 6'7". How are you going to call that? Fix it.
Yeah.
Like, it fires me up, man.
Yeah.
These umps stink. Get them out of here.
Like, how do you call, like, realistically, like, it's I see it from my couch. I'm not even an umpire. I've never played baseball in my life. It's at the guy's feet.
I also, another reason I'm, like, big into this robot ump thing, I saw a video of big Yankees prospect Jason Dominguez.
Mm-hmm.
They were using them in those games, and he challenged a strike three call on a 3-2 count. And then it went to the big board. They showed the graphic where the ball went below, and he took his base. Ball four. Hmm. You could just do this like to the guys upstairs. They challenge it, and you're good. I'm not sure how many challenges they're allowed per game in the minor leagues, but I'm sure MLB would make a great rule. Two or three a game or whatever if you don't lose it. If you probably two a game. You lose it if you challenge it and it's wrong. You keep it if you challenge it and it's right. Stuff like that.
Yeah.
But, oh, God. I mean, I got my point across.
but just kind of wrap up the whole Joe West story. So, again, he signed basically the reason to change edit kind of thing, which is hilarious. Then Crew Chief 22 has now been blocked from editing on Wikipedia for making legal threats.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Dude is such a clown. What are you doing?
And then, of course,
I'm assuming his number was 22. I'm assuming. Like,
I think it was. I think about it.
I'm assuming that his crew chief number was 22. Can you
look
it up?
Because if this is the case, oh my goodness, Joe West.
Like he made it so clear it was him. Like if it was.
Like even if he put Joe West, like even like a random one, like 47, I probably wouldn't even think
in this
Joe
picture.
West.
There's a number 2 in the number, but I can't see both. Yeah.
Yep. Even if it's just 2,
he's
like
22.
It's 22.
It's obviously not a 2.
Bro, what an idiot.
But of course, everyone knows with Wikipedia, if you
ridiculous.
Make...
Ridiculous. Your burner is Crew Chief 22. wonder who that is.
There's also one more...
it's like making me student. Yeah. UA, student, and then my CWID. That's basically making me, and then you look up my CWID and you find me. That's essentially me doing a burner account.
Wait, like, Adam, why are you changing your own Wikipedia page?
That's literally like me. Yeah. Like I played high school baseball. I'm wearing my practice shirt right now. That's like me saying Fox Lane baseball player number 27.
Yeah.
2022 roster. Like,
yeah.
Like, dude, what? Like, do you want to be known that it's you? Like, the point of a burner to make it like that is where you would use a burner account. What are you doing? Changing your name? Not even changing your name. You're using your nickname.
Here's the best part. Apparently, this isn't his first time changing the Wikipedia page.
Oh my gosh.
Because a person went back and looked at the edit log. They looked at it, they noticed there was an IP from Lake County, Florida. Guess where Joe West lives?
Lake County, Florida.
Correct. So, and there's another thing.
Oh God, another.
The account was connected to an email. The email was found on what website?
MLB.com.
No, Joe West's own website.
Oh my God.
This is his own website? Jeez, what
why?
Are you doing?
Yeah, what did he do to earn his own website?
You know exactly what he did. Just say it.
I don't want to say it.
Say it.
No. I'm not saying it.
He made himself such a fool, he became well known.
Yeah.
He's a clown. Joe West is a clown. And it's good that he's gone from the game of baseball.
Yeah, it is. It is
okay.
Mic drop. I wouldn't drop it, but it's connected to like a claw thing.
Yeah.
But
all right.
Mic drop.
Weighing moments of the show. Take out Joe West, Angel Hernandez, worst umpire ever.
Oh my gosh, without a doubt. Angel Hernandez.
I just said no Angel Hernandez.
I can't. Angel Hernandez.
CB Buckner. CB Buckner. Yeah.
Ooh, that's a good choice.
Yes, CB Buckner. Angel Hernandez, it's like Angel Hernandez number one for me, and then everybody else. It's just the way it is. Angel Hernandez, and then I despise that man. Legitimately despise him. I don't know if he's blind. I don't know what he is. But if a ball is at a guy who's 6'7" feet and is right and dang in front of you, how do you call a ball? How are you going to strike on it? How? Oh my! And it's just him. It's not nobody else. It's just Angel Hernandez. I can't.
There's a 17-minute YouTube compilation of CB Buckner bad calls from last season.
Last season?
Do Angel Hernandez.
That's probably like a lifetime. It's probably 2 hours. You can put that thing in a movie theater.
Angel Hernandez?
Angel Hernandez worst calls.
How long is it?
From 9 months ago, 27 minutes.
I'm sure that's just like the big
umpire in MLB history. This video's from a year ago. 1 hour and 11 minutes. That's probably his, like...
That is
longer than, like, Batman The Dark Knight Rises.
Yeah.
Bad calls.
One hour and 59 minutes, you said?
Like, 1 hour and 11 plus 36.
No, Batman movies are over 2.5 hours.
Well, I mean, if you kick every compilation on YouTube, it'll be longer than Planet of the Apes, which was like 4 hours.
No, okay. All right.
Angel Hernandez, you stink.
All right, on that bad movie time guesstimation.
It's time for Tide Hoops. Have a great night.
Yes. Have a good night, everybody. We shall see you next week. Same place, same time. Till then, have a good one.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.